we're about to see another school year begin, which will sadly bring about another year of bullying in schools, as a number of stories of bullying victims who have been targeted and those who have taken their own lives as a result of what they've been subjected to continue to add up. The sadness has made it with a frustration, really, because there are so many people in so many roles who could take so many actions, even though it's just a few actions, to respond or make a difference to bullying, yet they don't. Here to bring the needed understanding of this issue for youths, for parents, educators, is the founder and CEO of Stomp Out Bullying, Ross Ellis. Thank you so much for being here today, Ross.
Thank you for having me.
And learn more about the issue. Learn, and I say that word boldface and underline, because that is the way to find answers, is when you have the knowledge, and you'll find it at stompoutbullying.org. One thing I've noticed, Ross, in story after story, and testimonial to how long I've been doing this show, is the number of times I've had to call out so-called elected leaders on this issue. And so many of these bullying cases that we hear about, they're long-term experiences for the victim. It's not just a shove on the playground, like mom and dad are probably thinking when you say the term bullying. What opens, right. What's opening the door for this to happen and to fester for so long?
Well, it depends how severe the bullying was. For me, I always tell kids, don't wear it on your sleeve. It's happening now, and it will go away. It seems like it will never go away, but it will. And the longer they wear it on their sleeve, the longer it's going to affect them, even as they grow to be adults. So I just urge students, you know, it's a horrible thing to go through, but please do not wear it on your sleeve and carry it with you through adulthood.
And a lot of kids, I'm betting, think they're hiding it because, well, for a variety of reasons, they don't want to embarrass themselves. They don't want to look weak in front of mom or dad. You know, the reasons are numerous, to be sure. But they're really not hiding it, are they? There are signs that your kid's being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
What are a few of the signs?
There can be several. It could be loss of interest in the computer and the cell phone, any digital items. They won't talk about why they're avoiding their computer and cell phone. Excuse me, I'm having an allergy thing today, but my voice gets tense and stressed out with receiving email or instant messages, instant texts, withdrawals from family and friends. They don't want to go to school. They don't want to participate in other activities. And they could be sad and angry and frustrated and very depressed. And their grades decline. And they show little interest in eating, and their sleeping habits change.
Yeah, certainly affects.
That's enough.
It certainly affects the education, because I found the stat, 5.4 million kids miss school every day because they have this fear of being bullied or are being bullied. And
exactly.
That's long. I mean, short-term impact and long-term impact are both going to be severe for these kids.
Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, you know, I see what the kids go through, and when I talk to them, we go to schools, and I try to explain to them, it sucks right now. It's not fun. But do the best you can with the tools you're given to take care of this. And then when you get older and it stops, just please try to forget about it and make sure you are the adult that is kind and caring, and don't carry on that any behavior like that for revenge.
I mentioned a few moments ago how knowledge and factual information is the key to understanding and finding answers to the problem. That's why I recommend the Stomp Out Bullying website, stompoutbullying.org, and I hope to deter you listening from relying on the HIB scores of respective schools here in New Jersey, for example. HIB stands for harassment, intimidation, and bullying. It's a self-evaluation. That's right. The schools evaluate themselves and how well they're addressing the bullying situation in their facility.
Right.
A maximum score is 78 at the HIB evaluation. Got a story that came about just a few days ago. A Jewish Cuban teenager, her parents are suing the Ridgefield Public School District for long-term bullying against the kid. That school, and a possible maximum score of 78, gave themselves a 75. I'll go one further. Adriana Cush committed suicide 2023 after being bullied and then physically beaten, with the bullying being videoed in the hallways of the school.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Central Regional High School in Berkeley Township. Maximum score of 78. Why, that school gave themselves a HIB score of 72. What a waste of policy with the self-evaluation.
No, these scores need to be thrown out the window. They really do. Instead of worrying about their scores, they need to be helping the kids.
Well, how do
plain and simple.
What are the steps educators can take? Because, again, not making a blanket statement, but some say, well, if I start to get too involved with the kid, the family, mom or dad's going to get mad, I'm going to be in court, you know, there's a reluctance out of fear of retaliation, I guess would be the...
Yes, there is. But what's more important, letting the child be so devastated that they can't, their grades are not good, that they can't carry on, or the score? I mean, help the kids. That's what, aren't teachers there for that reason? I don't know. I always thought they were. And believe me, there's help in other places too. But the schools do need to help them. They don't take it seriously. The old, it's just a rite of passage, doesn't ring true at all.
No, well, bullying has come a long way. You mentioned about electronic devices. Cyberbullying just means the bullying doesn't end at the end of the school day either.
That's true. And a lot of schools feel that cyberbullying is not their problem because they don't use these devices in school. I mean, they do. They use computers. But they have to remember these kids are their students. So whether it's happening on campus are off, these are still your students, and you must help them.
Talking about Ross Ellis, who's the founder and CEO of Stomp Out Bullying, stompoutbullying.org, their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. For the victim, what's important? Once it's learned that this is what's happening, what's the most important thing that could be done for the victims to help them realize it's not their fault, they're a victim because of someone else, not themselves, and just to try to get it back together for themselves, for their well-being, what are some of the things that we could do, and what does the victim need to understand?
The victim should understand, and it may be very hard for someone who's shy, but to empower themselves. That's really a great way. Never let the bully know that they hurt you or upset you. We have a comeback program. So if someone says, boy, those are, and I'm just using this as an example, but those are really ugly sneakers, I would look at them and say, yes, so, and walk away.
Mm-hmm. Diffuse,
you know,
it.
Just everything they say, walk away. Don't let them know that you're upset. And the comebacks are listed on our website.
Let's talk about some of the work that Stomp Out Bullying does, because, again, it's the empowerment. You need the direction and the resource to get the empowerment and the answers, and certainly that's what you're providing with Stomp Out Bullying. What are some of the programs? And you have a helpline. You have a whole host of things that people can reach out for.
We do. We have the Help Chat Crisis Line, which is manned by volunteers with psychology and social work background, so they're really knowledgeable in how to deal with this. We've started to donate wellness rooms in schools so that if a kid is severely bullied or has a mental health issue, because it can just fall into that as well, they can go into the room and decompress. We've furnished it with sensory items and all types of things so the kid can decompress for 15, 20 minutes and make their day easier. We have on October 6th, it marks the observance of annual National Bullying Prevention Awareness Day, and it runs through all of October. We ask everyone to wear blue, and we want to see a sea of blue, and the more kids that wear it, they'll know that they're being supported by other kids, too. We also have a great program in April. It's National Culture Week, and to kick it off, we have an online event called Culture Shock, where different celebrities every year come online and they discuss what they went through and how they got through it. And it's really been so helpful to students.
And really, the bottom line, you have to make the victim realize they're not alone. If they understand that, then everything else, I think, is going to fall into place a lot more quickly than even the victim believes.
Right. And by the way, federal funding has stopped for LGBTQ plus students on the suicide prevention hotline.
Yeah.
We help all students.
Yeah, I've talked about
no
that.
No one gets turned away.
Talked about that on the show.
We're not going to talk about that, but we help all students.
Yeah, that's the
no
key,
matter who
too.
They are.
That's the key, too, because the bully is, in fact, a prejudiced person when you think about it, if you get right down to it. And it's not always from skin color or race, more often than not. Yeah, it is. But it's just because I think you're different. I want
it
you
to be for anything.
Yeah, I want you.
Know,
I want
bully,
you. I want
I'm
you
sorry,
to
go ahead.
I want you to think you're less than I am. That's the bully's
right.
goal.
Right. Exactly. And they will do anything to make your life miserable. But don't let them make your life miserable. Stand up for yourself, be empowered, and just let them know that you don't care what they're saying. And it really helps if friends at school stand up with the victim and show the bully that this is not acceptable.
I mentioned, we have to wrap up here, but I mentioned the Adriana Kirsch story where she was getting beaten up in the school hallway and nobody came, no educator, no student came to help. But everyone wanted to watch the video when those four little punk girls put it up on video. They're facing legal consequences, thankfully. But it's there. As I said back in the introduction, there are so many things that even a few things of those many things, if they were done, would make life so much more peaceful and positive instead of torturous and horrendous for the kids who are getting bullied. And the root of the answer lies in facts and knowledge, which you will find at the website for Stomp Out Bullying. StopOutBullying.org. Reach out to them if you are an educator, if you're a parent, a community leader, to bring their programs into the school district where you are, because they know how to make the difference and bring the resolution to the problem. StopOutBullying.org. We have it on our homepage. She is the founder and CEO, Ross Ellis. Ross, thank you for the empowerment you give to people who are in dire need of it, the information that you give to people who are in dire need of it. And thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much.